New research published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds 1 in 7 adults in the U.S. have tried e-cigarettes or vapes. The study also showed a slight decline in continued use. But overall, the multi-billion dollar vaping industry continues to grow. We're going to take a broader look now at the health effects and laws associated with e-cigarettes. And joining us is Stanton Glantz, director of the Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education at the University of California, San Francisco. Stanton Glantz, welcome. And first, how do e-cigarettes work?
Well, the way a cigarette works is you burn the tobacco to generate an aerosol of ultrafine particles and nicotine, which is the addictive drug in tobacco products, down deep into your lungs where it gets absorbed and then quickly goes to your brain. E-cigarettes generate an aerosol of ultrafine particles by taking a solution of nicotine, propylene glycol, glycerol, flavors, and other things. And it absorbs it into a wick, and then there's a heater coil, kind of like the heaters you see in toasters, wrapped around the wick. That generates the aerosol that people inhale to take the nicotine deep into their lungs.
Are they safer than cigarettes?
E-cigarettes produce lower levels of cancer-causing chemicals than conventional cigarettes do, but just like conventional cigarettes, they help to cause heart disease and heart attacks, lung disease. And in fact, there's growing evidence that in terms of adverse effects on the lung, e-cigarettes are actually worse than conventional cigarettes.
And what about the amount of nicotine that somebody is taking in with an e-cigarette versus a cigarette?
It's very variable. It depends on the level of concentration in the nicotine liquid which you put in the e-cigarettes, and also things like the voltage that the e-cigarette is running at. There's also a new form of e-cigarette called Juul, which instead of dissolving the nicotine in propylene glycol, uses a salt of nicotine. And that gives much higher levels of nicotine.
Well, I want to get to Juul, but first of all, let me just ask you, anecdotally, when I see people now more and more frequently out on the streets with their vapes, when they exhale, it looks like they're breathing out a lot of smoke, or in this case, I guess it's vapor, but it looks like more than you would think with a device like that.
Well, that's right. I mean, one of the incorrect things that a lot of people think about e-cigarettes is they're just harmless water vapor. Well, water vapor is clear. And you're breathing out a huge plume of propylene glycol, nicotine, and also because of the coils in the e-cigarettes and the fact that they're soldered, people get a lot of lead, cadmium, and other heavy metals.
How often are people using vapes or e-cigarettes in order to stop smoking cigarettes?
Well, one of the major reasons people use e-cigarettes, especially adults, is because they think they'll help them try to quit. Mm-hmm. For most people, they actually make it harder to quit.
Why is that?
Well, nobody knows for sure, but a couple of reasons people talk about are that a lot of people will use e-cigarettes in places they're not allowed to smoke. People think they're safer, and they think that if they use some e-cigarettes, that they're reducing their risks. And we found that the use of the e-cigarettes and the cigarettes compound, so that if you're using cigarettes and e-cigarettes at the same time, which is what most people do, you actually are at a higher risk of a heart attack.
What about the rules on this? I've read stories about kids in school, you know, going into the bathroom and vaping, or even doing it in the classroom and then breathing out into their shirt.
Yeah, that's called stealth vaping. And products like Juul, which produce a lower volume of aerosol because the nicotine concentration is so much higher, are even easier for people to hide. And it's part of the game and part of the rebellion of using e-cigarettes for kids is that you use them right in class and the teacher doesn't even know it.
Well, you mentioned Juul again. This is a company that now makes up about 60% of the market. Why have they become so popular?
Well, Juul is wildly popular with kids. And unlike conventional cigarettes, where youth use them as a way to emulate adults. The e-cigarette epidemic has really grown from the young kids up into the adults. So e-cigarette market penetration in the youth market is way higher. And the Juul is, it's cool. It looks like a flash drive. It's very high tech. You get a huge nicotine hit from it, and it comes in fun flavors.
Well, Juul says that it is targeting people who already smoke. You don't buy that?
No, not at all. I mean, the tobacco companies have said for decades that they don't want kids to smoke, when in fact, if they don't get kids to smoke, then their market dies out. And, you know, Juul says, and e-cigarette, other e-cigarette companies, which include the major cigarette companies, all say they don't want kids to use the product. But there's lots of things they could do if they really didn't want kids to use the product. For example, they would stop making them in these kid-friendly flavors.
So as we've said, these products haven't been around for all that long. Do we have enough information about the health effects, the long-term health effects?
Well, we don't know the long-term health effects because we have to wait a long time to know what the long-term health effects are. But we already know that they are very bad for your lungs, that they trigger a lot of inflammatory processes, that they depress your immune processes in your lungs and make it easier to get infected. We know that they turn off normal functioning of arteries the way that conventional cigarettes do. And as I said, we have a research we've done that shows that people who use these cigarettes daily have an almost doubling of their risk of having had a heart attack. And that's on top of the heart attack risks of any cigarette smoking that they're doing. And they're also very, very attractive to kids. About a third of the kids who initiate nicotine use with these cigarettes have psychological profiles that make it, you think it would be very unlikely they would ever pick up a cigarette. But once they start with these cigarettes, a lot of the kids then convert to conventional cigarettes.
So what needs to change? Do there need to be new regulations? Does there need to be an alternative product?
Well, the alternative product that we've developed over the years is simply being a non-smoker.
Right.
And we've made huge progress in denormalizing tobacco use and making the cool thing to do to be a non-smoker.
Well, that's what's so surprising about this, by the way, is that I see that you can't smoke in restaurants and bars anymore. But then I look out on the street and I see so many more people using these vaping devices.
Right. Until e-cigarettes came along, total tobacco and nicotine consumption was dropping.
Right.
And at least with youth, it's now increasing.
So do there need to be new regulations?
Yes. And I think, you know, it was very disappointing because when Obama was still president, the FDA tried to put in place rules severely restricting the use of flavors. And the Obama White House cut those rules out. The FDA under Trump, up until recently, had been really moving very, very slowly to address flavors. But I think the explosion of Juul and flavored tobacco products is really concerning the FDA, and they're at least talking about doing some things. The real action, though, on these things is happening, as most things in tobacco, at this local and state level. For example, here in California and in many other places, you can't use e-cigarettes in places that you can't smoke. Here in San Francisco, the city passed a law prohibiting the sale of any flavored tobacco products, including flavored e-cigarettes. R.J. Reynolds Tobacco spent about $12 million so far forcing a referendum on that law, which will be voted on in the June election.
That's Stanton Glantz, who is director at the Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education at the University of California, San Francisco. Stanton Glantz, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we reached out to Juul. In a statement, the company defended its use of flavored nicotine and said it is committed to deterring young people as well as adults who do not currently smoke from using e-cigarettes.